Ron Potts used to be a cop, and he worked a lot in Southeast Austin. He even lived here for a while.
I was thinking this was good as a starting point because my house, the 5104 Turnstone, built that in 1980. And then this was built like in 83.
We were at a hotel near the corner of Ben White and I-35.
This is Omni Hotel. It was built as a Wyndham. It's on the outer perimeter of what they call the Dove Springs area.
Ron used to run security at the hotel when he was off duty.
Do you see his door here? And when this was built, this was the number one, like, your rock and roll bar in Austin. It was the first bar to have lasers. It was packed 7 days a week.
It was a different time for the hotel and for Dove Springs.
So back when they built this hotel, they obviously built it thinking that this was sort of an up-and-coming area.
Right. Yeah, I mean, Trammell Crowe, he built this whole development, the South Park Business Park, and it was going to be the kickoff of this whole area. I mean, most of these homes back then were relatively new, but this whole area was starting to be a big thing.
Dove Springs was on its way up, but then something else happened.
As it got into the late 80s, you started seeing the Crips. The Crips and Bloods were all over Austin. Back then, they gave it a nickname of Drug Springs. That was the nickname, and that's what killed this whole area. It was all Crip territory. We had the Donahue Crips, which is a street out here on Donahue, and the Palo Blanco Crips, which is a street out here, and it was their territory. You had shootings out here. It was just bad. So this whole area just went downhill, and that's why we kept cops. This was built as a Wyndham. It was the only Wyndham back then that had police officers in the whole corporation working security because it was such a bad area.
And for years, that's the way it was in Dove Springs. It got a reputation as a dangerous place. People who could afford to, they moved away. And the neighborhood sank into a cycle of crime and poverty. There has been progress along the way. In the 90s, people in Dove Springs got together to push for a new community center and a new library. Things were happening, but it didn't last.
When I've seen over the last several years, I see going up and down. It's like a roller coaster because programs come out, but a lot of them fade off because it's just the leadership's got to stay active.
Now there are signs that Dove Springs is on its way back up. Crime is down. Neighbors are getting together again. Still, Dove Springs can't quite seem to escape the problems of the past.
Do a lot of those problems still exist now?
Oh, yes. You still got a lot of those problems. The human trafficking, the drug trafficking coming out from Mexico, real big still.
Ron left APD in 2007. He went to work for the city's code compliance department, and he tried to help clean up Dove Springs. He even assigned one person full-time to the neighborhood.
40 hours a week, come into Dove Springs and help get the area cleaned up. He was bilingual. He lived here. That's what I needed out here.
But the funding for that guy, it got cut. Ron says he still has hope that things in Dove Springs will get better.
But given the fact that the problems in the neighborhood span decades, isn't it tempting to just say, there's nothing we can do?
Well, you can say that. I mean, of course, it's an easy way out, but it's not going to make the area go away. People still have to live here. And most of the people who live here are good people. I mean, you have your elements of gangbangers, of your drugs, but the majority of these people are good families. If you drive around, you see the kids playing, you see the families. I wouldn't give up on them. It's got to be a sustained help,
But it won't be Ron Potts bringing that help anymore. He retired a couple of months ago, and he's moving out of Austin. He says he's just ready to move on.